Business. Bite Dance. Unabashed. China's first global software company is going from strength to strength. America doesn't like it one bit.
As COVID-19 has forced the world's teenagers out of school and into their rooms, they have turned to a familiar digital companion, TikTok. The short video app was downloaded 115 million times in March. Its nearly 1 billion regular users enjoy silly clips of dog antics alongside pandemic advice from the World Health Organization. Collectively, TikTok videos tagged with hashtag coronavirus have been watched 53 billion times. TikTok's popularity over the past 2 years has shone the spotlight on ByteDance, its Beijing-based developer. Founded by a Chinese computer scientist, Jiang Yiming, in 2011, it is now the world's biggest unlisted technology unicorn, recently valued at between $90 billion and $100 billion. It is also the only technology firm, bar Apple, with more than 100 million users in both China and America, where TikTok has taken on the likes of YouTube and Instagram. And ByteDance isn't done. The 60,000 people in its buzzy offices, we are like flies, says one former employee, crank out one app after another. In the past year, it has launched a worldwide corporate software service, Lark, a music streaming app in India and Indonesia, Resso, and in China, a messaging rival to WeChat. As other firms sack workers amid COVID-19, ByteDance is hiring 10,000 globally. It plans to employ 30,000 on top of that this year. ByteDance is not the first Chinese firm with foreign ambitions. Commodity giants such as CNOOC, an oil firm, have been buying foreign reserves and rivals since the 1990s. In the past decade, industrial giants have pursued Western competitors from carmaking, as with Geely's purchase of Volvo, to chemicals, ChemChina's of Syngenta. More haphazardly, conglomerates like Fosun and Ambang splurged on trophy assets, including Club Med and the Waldorf Astoria Hotel, respectively.